WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Drugstore Cowboy is a new movie about drug abuse from a junkie's perspective. Matt Dillon stars. Guest film critic Peter Rayner has a review.
Drugs and drug dealing are so much a part of movies and television shows and the nightly news that it's no wonder many of us feel overdosed on the subject. But it would be a crime if movie audiences passed up Drugstore Cowboy. It's one of the few films about drug addicts that's expressive rather than exploitive. The film is based on an unpublished novel by a convict junkie and appears to have been made from deep inside an addict's consciousness. Everything about it is dislocated, dreamy, and agitated. The movie is set in 1971 and is about two couples who support their habits by robbing pharmacies and hospitals throughout the Pacific Northwest. Matt Dillon's Bob is the slack-jawed leader of this gang of ragamuffin dopers. They also include Bob's girlfriend Diane, played by the gifted Kelly Lynch, Bob's buddy Rick, played by James LeGros, and Rick's companion Nadine, portrayed by Heather Graham, who bears a striking resemblance to a Barbie doll Bardot. It doesn't take much to be the leader of this pack. Bob wins out through the sheer force of his lunatic savvy. He may be perpetually groggy from the residue of 1,000 fixes, but when he's pulling off a robbery, he's surprisingly agile and quick-witted. He also has as many superstitions as a professional gambler, which, in a sense, is what he is. Finally, he tells Diane the gamble isn't worth it anymore.
Thinking about heading back home, getting on the 21-day methadone program, cleaning up my hands.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. Diane, I can't do it anymore.
Well, I'm not going on no withdrawal program. So what's gonna happen to me?
Why don't you come with me?
No thanks, Buster. Right out of the clear blue sky, you say you're gonna clean up your hand. And you know I can't.
Drugstore Cowboy deals with sordid lives, but it does so in a way that doesn't drag you down. It's reminiscent of other movies about fixated outlaws, ranging from Bonnie and Clyde to Sid and Nancy, but it has its own distinctive, funky lyricism. The director, Gus Van Sant, whose only previous feature was shot in 16mm for $25,000, has a great eye for the total climate of addiction. His cast, which also includes novelist William Burroughs and a cameo as a junkie priest, has the soulful, famished look of the undead. The suburban landscapes are hallucinatory, higgledy-piggledy panoramas like some deranged overview of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The crime sprees in this film are not romanticized. The participants aren't acting out some director's fancy sociological scenario about the haves and the have-nots. Bob and his gang don't want to get rich, they just want to get high. And stay high. As Drugstore Cowboy shows us, the dirty business of staying high and staying straight is pretty tough work indeed, and it gives those of us who aren't junkies a bird's-eye view of the lower depths.
Peter Rayner is or was film critic for the late Los Angeles Herald Examiner.